For Jonathan Pitts, unexpectedly losing his wife Winter has left his family in disbelief. Today on Making Your Life Count, Jonathan says even in the middle of the pain and heartache, God has given him peace and hope.
I think about Philippians 4:8, whatever is true and right and honorable and pure and lovely and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. Think about these things. Like, I've done the best I can to really just try to celebrate what God is doing in my life, regardless of the grief I've been walking through, and just see God work. And he's worked over and over and over again in my story and in the life of my girls. And I think the health of my girls, I think, can really be tied back to just engaging where we are in a way that's honest, but also hopeful. And so we need to be honest people and hopeful people all at the same time, which is the world doesn't want to offer us that option. It wants to offer us kind of hopelessness and honesty without the hopefulness.
And Jonathan says it's so important to be honest with God in your prayers.
My prayers have gotten a lot more honest, you know, like this is the hardest thing I've ever walked through, and I've never been more desperate for God than I have been these last couple years. I sort of, in a way, it's going to sound a little bit morbid, but I miss my time with the Lord in those first couple months after Winter passed, really the first year, because my dependence was so high. And now I'm kind of coming back and my life is regulated at some level, and it's easier to not be so desperate every day, every moment. But ultimately, I'm still really raw and honest with God and just conversational in my prayer. So being just real conversational as if he were a friend, which he is, says Jesus is our friend. Like, he's sitting right next to me. He's in the room. He's with me somehow, some way in the cosmic grand scheme of things.
No matter what pain might be weighing you down today, God is an ever-present help for you. Open your Bible and your heart today as you honestly share your feelings with him. He is your loving Father who really cares for you.